is this thing on? Because we're going for it.
Oh, boy.
You are tuned in to the Oklahoma Today podcast. We are your hosts, Nate and Greg, and today we are coming to you live, recorded on a series of ones and zeros from the Vault 405 in Edmond. This week we are chatting with the founder of the Oklahoma City Girls Art School, Keona Millirons. But first, a word from our sponsors. The Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
And as we noted last week, pretty soon you're going to have some excuses to use some MIO stuff because we've got some recipes coming at you.
That's right.
That won some awards at the state fair.
Not that you ever
and
need.
If you are trying to fatten up your friends.
Yeah.
This is going to be the issue for you.
Yes. Yeah. If fattening up friends or children you found wandering through the woods who were trying to eat your gingerbread house, all these things, MIO products are great.
Yeah. Or if you're building a gingerbread house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we figured that out. Let's say hi to our guest. So we are so happy to sit down today and talk to Keona Millirons.
Hi.
Founder and executive director of the Oklahoma City Girls Art School.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Readers, anyone who's picked up our Oklahoma City issue, which is on newsstands right now, will hopefully have read this story. But why don't you tell us how this whole thing got started?
Sure. I've been an artist and teaching artist for 100 years, it feels like. But I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago, I applied to Leadership Arts through the Oklahoma Arts Council and got accepted into class 7. And
woo!
I know, along with Nate. It's a pretty awesome
That's
class.
That's where we met.
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And we should note, by the way, that Leadership Arts is back as an offering from the Oklahoma Arts Council.
Thank goodness. It's such a wonderful program.
Yeah, so anyone who's interested in the arts in Oklahoma should definitely look at applying for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because look at the great things that come out
right,
of it.
Right, and not just artists.
Yeah, no, I'm not an artist. Yeah,
right.
I had an amazing time.
People from all over the community should get involved with Leadership Arts. So there I met some wonderful people, including Matt Moffitt, who was the executive director and founder of the Tulsa Girls Art School.
Yes, and who created our November-December cover for our Tulsa issue, among other things.
Yes, he's such a talented artist and an extraordinary human being.
He is.
And I fell in love with him and started to listen to him talk and tell stories about the Tulsa Girls Art School, and we got to tour the Tulsa Girls Art School, and it made such an impact on me that every morning for months after that experience, it was the only thing I could think about, and decided that Oklahoma City needed something very similar.
Wow. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more, what is the Oklahoma City Girls Art School? Because this is not it's not like people can just like call up and sign up for classes.
Right. Right. So what we do is we partner with local elementary schools in the Oklahoma City Public School District, and they choose our students for us. They begin in third grade, and they select the students not based on talent. It's based on, you know, if they're interested, motivated, and that there's a need in their lives for something positive. And so once they're in the program, they can stay with us until they graduate from high school. So this year, we're in our fifth year, so we have 6 students who have been with us from day one.
Wow.
Which is so neat because you get to build these relationships with these girls. You get to see them grow up. You get to see them learn. You get to see them just experience all kinds of wonderful things and learn about each other and themselves and our community. It's pretty special.
Wow. And so this is an after school.
It is. It's a visual arts after school program. So it's all hands on. We develop curriculum every year. So we follow a pretty strict timeline about what we want the girls to learn. And it's hard stuff. It's not, you know, it's not arts and crafts. So when the girls first come in third and fourth grade, they're learning all the basics, learning about the color wheel, learning how to use a pencil and what different pencils do, paintbrushes. And then each year we add on to that. So they're getting to experience things such as painting, but then maybe they move on to oil painting, or we teach fiber every year. Mm-hmm. So the girls have learned how to weave. They've learned how to do needle felting, which we are just getting into this semester, which is so fascinating and so fun. And the girls get to use sharp utensils and tools and, you know, and it builds their confidence. It's really fun to see.
Yeah.
Do the older girls mentor the younger girls that are coming in?
They do. The way our program is set up, we have 4 different classes of girls. So there's certain days where we have several different groups together. For instance, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, our oldest girls are there with some of our youngest girls. So they get to see what they're working on, and they build relationships and
That's a great thing, too, because sometimes it's not just the adults in your life, you know, at that age that you need.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you need someone who's a little bit more on your level, someone you feel like you can talk to a little bit more without them worrying or, you know, getting in trouble or something like that. Yeah.
And we have some, we have an incredible volunteer group that works with us. Several have worked with us from day one. And so the girls build relationships with those volunteers, which are pretty impactful. But we do have some high school volunteers that come in, and it's been really neat to see how it's impacted the volunteers as well, because you do, you come in and you fall in love with those girls, and the volunteers, you know, it really affects them too. They fall in love. We had one girl who came in her junior year in high school to earn her volunteer hours for school, but she came every single week for 2 years.
Oh wow!
And it was pretty emotional when she had to go off to college.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. So talk a little bit about the, just kind of from your experience and what you've seen, how do the arts kind of work with education, and how do they enhance a kid's education from an early age?
Yeah, there's lots of research out there that, you know, finds that kids who are involved in the visual arts and the performing arts, you know, it increases academic scores, you know, math and science. Mm-hmm. Plus, it gives them an opportunity to figure out who they are as individuals.
Yeah.
And it gives them a safe space, not only to explore who they are creatively, and maybe they want to try new things and experiment and fail. It's a place where you can fail and mess up, and nobody's going to give you a hard time about it. It's really just a part about, you know, how our program works. You know, you have to try things out. Yeah. You're going to fail before you learn. So, and we've also, it's a safe space at Girls Art School. So we develop, really, we turn into a small family. So there's times where maybe we have to take time out of class just to talk about, you know, things that are going on in school, things that are going on in their private lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had several students come to us because we were the only place that they had where they could really open up and share what's going on in their lives.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So do you have any, you know, obviously these, the your first class of girls, you said there's six of them. I guess they're in the seventh grade this year.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of sophomores this year, and the reason why is because they started in fourth grade with us, and
sure,
then got to skip a grade in elementary school. So yeah, we've got a couple high schoolers.
I didn't know people were still skipping grades. That's
cool. Didn't either. I know.
Interesting. Okay.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have any of them expressed? And you know, obviously, a lot of these girls are not going to go on to careers in the arts,
right?
And that's not the point.
Right.
But,
it's not the point.
But have you had any of them that are like, I think I might want to do this? What is art school all about?
Yeah, we've got a handful of girls that are, you know, girls art school is their passion.
That's great.
Wake up in the morning to go to school so that they can come to our program, and they really get into it. They love it. And the girls that are in high school, I'm, you know, because we're new, we're working it out as we go, but the next couple years of their high school career, I'd really like to get them more focused on things that they're really interested in. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have one young lady who wants to learn more about photography. We did photography a couple years ago, and she's still thinking about it, still wanting to learn more.
Very cool.
And another, the other high schooler wants to focus on acrylic painting and watercolor. So we're going to try to get a mentorship program set up and get them so that they can kind of do more of an independent study and hopefully pull in some female artists as their mentors and kind of work through that for the next couple of years.
And if there are female artists listening or just people who want to help out somehow, what can people in the community do to help the Oklahoma City Girls Art School?
Well, we love our volunteers. We do several events throughout the year to fundraise. So we always need, you know, committee folks, people to help us, you know, wrangle the community for donations and art supplies. But we also just need bodies, you know, just to come in and work with the girls, meet them. And especially female artists and really any kind of female entrepreneur who wants to come in and talk to the girls about their journey and what it's been like for them and how they got there. And to really,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
share with your friends.
You know, and I know that there's always going to be a group of people who are like, whoa, you know, why is this just for girls? And
right.
It's like, well, Because I mean, there are things that are also just for boys, and it's absolutely. And it's okay. Like sometimes it's okay to have things. I don't want to like segregate everything, but there are times when you need to be around people who are like you in some way.
Yeah.
And especially what you were talking about, I think one of the things that struck out to me reading the story and talking to you is that need for perseverance, for mm-hmm. the ability to fail and get up and fail and get up and fail and get up and do it again. Because mm-hmm. it's if there's one lesson I wish I had learned a lot better when I was younger, mm-hmm. it's that, like, hey, you're going to screw up and it's okay. You just have to keep trying.
I know. I wish I would have learned that before my 30s.
Me too.
No, seriously, I really didn't.
Me too. And Girls Art School has done significant things in my life because I've learned so many things about myself, including, you know, it's okay to fail and it's hard and it's sometimes you just got to raise your hand and say, I need help.
Sometimes it's the only way. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad always used to say, it's not a failure if you learn from it. It's not a failure if it's a lesson. You know, he would say, the school of life is that you take the test first and then you get the lesson instead of the other way around, right? And so, yeah, I just wish I would have internalized that earlier. So I think that's so great. And it's, I think, too, what you said about it being a safe place, I think it's important, you know. I think it's good that it's girls, you know.
I do, too.
Because girls don't always get that. Like, boys tend to be energetic and loud, and they sort of naturally become the center of focus in an educational environment, whether they mean to or not, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there are conversations that are had at Girls Art School that would not happen if there were men or boys in the room.
Sure, yeah. I went up there one time to drop something off, and I immediately was like, I don't belong.
No, you definitely belong.
No, I know, I'm just kidding. But I was like, I'm the only boy in here. This is interesting. I'm so rarely the only boy in a place. So it's cool. But you guys have a new building.
We moved.
Do. This is exciting.
Yes, yeah. We moved into our new space at 5th and Klassen in June, mm-hmm. and it's the first time that it's been just ours.
Yeah.
So we get to make messes.
You had a great arrangement with 612 in the Paseo,
absolutely.
And we love them, and they're awesome.
We love 612. Yeah. And we spent 2 years there and just grew out of it. Still miss 612, such a wonderful space. And then we moved over to Film Row and rented out the back gallery of IAO, and that was fantastic too. But it really is neat to have our own space.
Yeah.
And the girls have a sense of ownership with Girls Art School. They've gotten to see it, especially those beginning girls. They get they've gotten to see it grow and move and expand. And
good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty proud to see that they're proud.
That's really great. And it's the kind of thing, too, where, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, again, like Greg's question, how can I help, you know, donations are always welcome as well.
Yes, absolutely. We are a nonprofit, so mm-hmm. we are 24/7 every single day fundraising.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Donations of any amount help us.
Right. So since we're talking about this, what's the website? Where can they go?
OKCGirlsArtSchool.org.
OKCGirlsArtSchool.org if you want to get involved, if you want to donate. But one of the things that I think is so interesting, too, you just said this, but that sense of ownership, that sense of them kind of going with the place and with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Talk a little bit more about, I imagine that there are just really close, tight, interesting friendships among girls who don't go to the same school and don't get to see each other outside of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, for instance, the first class of girls are from Mark Twain Elementary. And so now we've got girls at Aztec, Dove, Belle Isle, Klassen, and so they're not in the same schools anymore, but mm-hmm. they know that 2 days a week they're going to get to see each other. So there's some pretty deep friendships there.
That's awesome. And do they get picked up from school?
They do.
Okay.
We provide all the transportation. We pick them up from school and take them home every evening.
Do you guys have any upcoming art shows or anything like that?
We do. Our next one is called Grow. It's April 10th. And the theme this year is Frida's Garden. And so we have been studying Frida Kahlo
year.
And our curriculum has been based around that. And we have had such a good time learning about Frida. And so it's going to be at the Myriad Gardens this year,
yay!
Which is the perfect tie to Frida's Garden. So it will be up most of the month of April. And we'll have the exhibition opening and the fundraiser that night. There'll be games. It's a free family event. Lots of games for the families to play, prizes to win, plus the art
fun.
Will all be for sale. And a portion of our, part of our mission is that these girls learn financial responsibility. And so when they create a piece of artwork, it goes up for sale. They receive 50% of the sales. Mm-hmm. It goes into micro savings accounts. and they get to access that money when they graduate from the program.
Yes. And do they, I know that in Tulsa they have a kind of an account to buy things like art supplies, things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and they have that as well with you guys.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. Because you're right, it's a lesson. We were talking about this the other, I think you and I were talking with this, Greg, about why on earth is financial literacy not something kids are learning from a young age?
They're not.
Right?
They're
and
not
so
learning
the fact, you know, it's, again, this is something that you have created that is not just about art. This is about life.
It is. Yeah. It is. And they, you know, they understand. It's really fun to sit down, especially with the littles, and say, okay, here's your piece of artwork. How much would you like to sell it for? $5. No. You know, let's sit down and talk about how much time did it take for you. So it puts some value on them as individuals
and
their time.
Yeah.
And we talk to them about, you know, how much did the supplies cost, the framing, and then we have to talk about, you know, if we do it in a gallery, is there going to be a commission? And So they're learning some financial skills.
That is so great.
Yeah.
If it's possible, I would love to get some pictures of some of the stuff that you guys are working on.
Sure.
And we can put it up online to go along with this and let people see. Because
I'm
very excited. I want to come to this thing.
Yeah.
It's at the Miri Gardens, which is, I love that place anyway.
Yeah,
but man, that's going to be
take
so
your
cool.
Kids.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
This
and
is
the,
be a great thing to, for
the,
everybody to take their kids to. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the front entrance, the south lobby of the gardens has been renovated, and it's an actual gallery space now.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal.
Yes.
So we are super excited and proud that we get to display there.
That is going to be so great.
Yeah.
Kiona, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you all so much for having me.
Of course. OKCGirlsArtSchool.org.
Yes.
Yes.
Get involved. It's a great organization.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Weekly events this week starting on January 30th, 10 time Grammy Award winner
Chaka Khan
and tour de force singer
Khan.
Chaka Khan will perform
Chaka Khan
at the Paradise Cove at River Spirit Casino Resort in Tulsa.
In case you missed it because I screwed it up, that's Chaka Khan
Chaka
at the
Khan.
Paradise Cove at River Spirit Casino Resort in Tulsa.
Your Khan will be chaka'd, that's for sure.
I'm going to get my Khan so chaka'd.
Tickets are $50 to $65 and
Chaka Khan.
Visit tickets.riverspirittulsa.com.
Chaka Khan. If you don't get that joke, kids, ask your parents, ask YouTube. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. I feel for you if you don't get that joke. January 30th, take the trip to Stillwater for a night of New Orleans-style jazz with contemporary swingin' beats performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who are great, by the way. A New Orleans jazz staple for more than 50 years. The halls of the McKnight Center in Stillwater for the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts in Stillwater. Excuse me, Chaka Khan. Will ring with the electric sounds of new age and contemporary jazz. Tickets are $25 to up to $99. And you can get those and more info at McKnight Center. That's McKnightCenter.org.
On January 31st and February 1st, Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City hosts the Professional Bull Riding Express Ranches Invitational, where some of the top 35 bull riders in the world will hang on for dear life against the toughest bulls in the business. Tickets are $15 to $110. You can find more info at www.chesapeakearena.com.
That is, in terms of spectator fun, I think rodeo is the most fun sport
to
watch.
It's really...
It's flippin' stressful, but it's great fun.
Anything can happen.
Anything. So we were up in Enid a couple weeks ago. We had a blast going up there. So January 31st to February 2nd, the Gaslight Theater in Enid, which is not a theater that's going to try to convince you that you're crazy despite its name. It's the Gaslight Theater in Enid brings the family-friendly teenage adaptation of Lois Lowry's award-winning novel The Giver to life for a three-day run. That's such a good book. A tale of a young man living in a utopian society as he realizes the world he lives in is not what it seems. Ooh. Tickets, $8 to $15. That's a nice, you know, affordable, like, little night out. Gaslighttheater.org for more info and tickets.
We ate at Callahan's.
Callahan's
up
right
there,
across the street.
Yeah. Right across the street. Get out. It's a couple-hour drive. Take your spouse. Take your family. Take
That's
your friends.
That's a round trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Round
it's,
trip.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, like, I'm already ready to pitch you some Enid stories because I want to go back.
I'm excited.
January 31st to February 2nd, embrace your inner Ricky Bobby and watch talented go-karters of all ages in a series of fast-paced races in the Stevens County Fair and Expo Center in Duncan. Competitors from across the state prove their racing capabilities on the track in this annual competition that is sure to excite the masses. Tickets are between $5 and $30 at www.mwrs.net/home.html. I should have trimmed that.
It's a heck of a website. But yeah. If you go there, you'll get to go to the, I mean, come on, go-kart races. That's so much fun. January 31st through February 8th. Take the Polar Plunge in Medicine Park during Plunge Week, a week-long event of people dressing in crazy costumes, sharing food and drinks with one another, and diving into the frigid waters of Bath Lake. This tradition dates back to the 1940s and is alive and well, if not a little bit frozen. For details on the weekly events, visit their Facebook page. Just look for Medicine Park and it'll come right up. That's such a cool, like, if you're an Oklahoman and you haven't at least stopped and walked around Medicine Park, it is time. That's mm-hmm. a cool town.
I think that, like, I want to talk to some people who are doing this plunge. Like, this sounds crazy.
I don't talk to insane people. No, that's not true.
That's not true. We're doing this right now.
Oh, right.
thank you guys again for listening, and be sure to subscribe.
Chaka Khan.
Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss a single episode. Rate and review us online. Please, please, please. Send any questions or comments to oktpod@travelok.com, Chaka Khan, and please visit oklahomatoday.com/subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single issue of our magazine. Subscribe now to make sure you get the Oklahoma City issue, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, just in case anyone's listening and afraid, Greg and I are both being psychologically supervised, in case you needed to know that. But we'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye. Chaka Khan.